Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, you know, get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live. You can, that's goofy, you can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do actually on the website, and that's where I want you to be, right? I mean, it's that simple. That's where I want you to be. You can, as a matter of fact, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Let me know maybe the topics, the authors, the books that they put out there. Let me know what it is you want us to take a shot at, take a look at, and we'll see what we can do with it. It's really that simple. I mean, we've had plenty of people on the show because of you calling out a certain person, a certain celebrity, or what have you. And I don't mind. As long as the celebrities aren't whacked. And there aren't many of them that aren't whacked. Seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Celebrities are apologizing to Iran. We're so sorry for what we did. We're so sorry we saved your butt, saved your people. Really. I mean, terrible. We didn't mean to do that. We'll never do it again, promise. Rose McGowan. She's out there screaming about how bad we were, how terrible we are. How could we possibly do this to someone? Right? I mean, she is a whack. There's no way around it. You can believe what you want, but there's no way around it. She put out a tweet. Tweet says, this is Rose. I don't even know who she is. Anybody know who this woman is? Not that I care. Don't send me anything. I don't really care. She sends out a tweet that says, I have to add that so you understand. Dear Iran, the U.S. has disrespected your country and your flag. I wonder, has she written a piece to Americans? When somebody's burning an American flag, has she written a piece to say, you know, dear American citizens, we're so sorry. I'm sorry that the loons on the left, those loony young people, or disrespecting her. No, she doesn't care. They don't care. They don't really care. But if they were in, the USA has disrespected your country and your flag. Your people. 52% of us humbly apologize. 52%. Where's she getting that number? Oh, the ones that supposedly voted for Hillary. Right? And I say, you know why I say supposedly. So that's where she's getting her 52%. And how does she know that those 52% are still behind Hillary? And I ask that because I was with a young man today, or with a man today, that was a never Trumper. You know what he is now? He's an always Trumper. Didn't like him, didn't like the way he talked, didn't like the way he handled things. And lately he's sitting there going, wow, I like this guy. I like how he takes care of things. We want peace with your nation. We're being held hostage by a terrorist regime. We don't know how to escape. Please don't kill us. She's sick. See, this is why you never listen to a celebrity. Any celebrity who says they have a clue, they know what they're talking about, they want to talk to you, don't even entertain it. No joke. You can't trust any of them. Because remember, I mean, they're in this. They're doing this. They're socialists to begin with. And what's really funny, think about how much money they have. And then actually sit with them. Let's find out what they give to, what causes they give to, and why, and what they do with that. No, I'm joking. I'm dead serious. You may find out that they're not as giving and caring and all that as you think they are. And the fact that she shows you how dull she is, she couldn't do what she's doing now in Iran. She'd be dead. Right? She'd be somebody's girlfriend. She'd be right next to the goat. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, I talked to you in the early. You got to go grab that piece on Trump taking aim at the illegals. Some of you have already emailed me on it. Just Google it. It's out there. You can't miss it. Really, seriously, it's that seriously. It's that simple. Usually Sirius goes, with that thing, the phone thing, usually goes off by now. But McGowan, after just getting so much heat, she's actually stepped back or jumped back on what she said earlier. She's, she's pulled back her comments. Now, McGowan is being lambasted for walking back a public apology she made to Iran in the early tweets of Friday. She reacted to President Trump's order for an airstrike that killed Iran's top general. Right? The former charmed actress, 46, told the country of Iran in a tweet that the United States had disrespected the embattled nation and written, Iran, please don't kill us. Please don't kill us. Dear Iran, the U.S. has disrespected your country. Really? I mean, what do they do to other countries? What do they do when they go into other countries? These people, they shouldn't say anything. Right? The McGowan's followers accused the actress of doing drugs and pleaded with her to take down the tweet or delete her account as a whole. McGowan responded to the outcry with another slew of verbal attacks against the America and Trump. You know, again, the celebrities are full of themselves. Remember what they do for a living. Anybody know? They lie for a living. They pretend to be somebody or something they're not. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Genest products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Genest products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics. They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. I don't know if this is victory music, but it's good. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, we appreciate so much the time you spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. She's back again like a bad rash. Ilhan Omar, or let's call her Omar for short, okay? She is outraged that the president would assassinate a foreign official, possibly setting off another war without congressional authorization, and zero plan to deal with the consequences. She's hilarious. This woman is a peach. And I don't mean that positively. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she doesn't care that this man, he directly responsible for over 600 deaths of American citizens. American soldiers, citizens, a different number. All right? She doesn't care about that. It's not what she calls out. And the president would assassinate a foreign official? What country does this woman work for? What country is she part of? Does she have a clue that we have a constitution? Right? It's just amazing that she's like this. It's just amazing. If the people in her ward are 100% behind her, I'd have to question whether that ward is here in the U.S. or somewhere over in Iran. I mean, I'm just amazed. Now, she tried to play off Cruz by saying, well, didn't you post that you don't know why anybody would be comfortable with him who behaves the way he behaves with his finger on the button? It just never stops. And they're real quick to point out other people's issues. They never point out their own, right? Now, according to the Obama Department of Defense, I didn't say Trump, I said Obama. According to the Obama Department of Defense, Soleimani was a terrorist directly responsible for the murder of over 500 U.S. servicemen and women at the time. Why are congressional Dems outraged that he's finally dead? I'm just guessing. This is not gospel truth because I don't know for sure. Maybe the Dems just simply can't stand this country. I mean, it's all I can figure. I can't think of any other reason why you would support Iran, why you would stick up for Iran, why would you talk positively about these Iranian terrorists over American citizens. I'm totally confused that the Democrats seem to want more for illegal immigrants. They seem to want more for people coming up over the border. They seem to stick up more for our enemies than our allies, than for us. I would love for them to explain it, but, you know, I've seen Nancy Pelosi. I've seen her interviewed a million times. She can't even explain how she got the last name of Pelosi at this point in her life. You know, Ted Cruz, he wants the Pentagon to release the 500 names of the service members who died because of Soleimani. I love the idea. Let's keep talking about them. Let's keep asking Omar what she thinks. Let's watch them duck and dodge these questions on a regular basis. It'd be great. Anyway, I got off course there. Before the break, we were talking about Rose McGowan. Why do you people listen to these celebrities? Again, as I was saying, they lie for a living. They play somebody else. They play people they are not. Right? So when you think about this, why would you... Look, I don't know. I guess she's a good actress. I didn't watch Charmed. Was not excited about it. Held nothing for me. Right? And she was freaked out by what was going on. And she's sorry that she reacted so quickly. She said she was so freaked out because we may have an impending war. Sometimes it's okay to freak out on those in power. It's all right. That's what so many brave soldiers have fought for. This is a democracy. I don't want any more American soldiers killed. Well, if it's a democracy, lady, if you believe you have a right to speak, you don't have a right to speak for everybody. Again, as I said, you don't speak for the whole 52 million. A lot of those people who were never Trumpers are now Trumpers. A lot of those people didn't have a job under Obama. They now have a job. A lot of those people that were barely putting food on the table under Obama are now putting food on the table. So you cannot say, in sweeping terms, you speak for 52 million. Any more than I can say that I speak for the Conservative Party or the conservatives as a whole. I can't do that. Social media users quickly criticized the actress for even issuing any response in defense of Iran and questioning the sincerity of her apology. One person says, I call bull. You said you couldn't escape the U.S. You were being held hostage by a terrorist regime. Just shut up. Buy a plane ticket, you idiot. One user called her a blanking walnut. I don't really know what that means, but I guess that means she's thick. Right? And, you know, and again, when you talk about where she's at, she is an actress. Can we just ignore her and move on? You realize that if you just ignore her and you don't respond to her, that will make her more nuts. Well, I don't know if you can make her more nuts. But anyway, that'll make her more nuts than engaging her. Right? Now, another person echoed the sentiment, adding, you didn't freak out on those in power. You groveled to Iran's Ayatollah while proclaiming you and every other American are being held hostage by a terrorist regime. I did not know Iran ran our country. Another one said, nah, freaking out online and spreading fear is not okay. It's unhelpful if you're too unbalanced to have the same take 12 hours apart or at least withhold your opinion for a few hours. Stay off of social media, you moroni. The Pentagon confirmed, so this is not just a story, they confirmed on Thursday night that the attack had happened, that they killed the general and others in the group, and that it was right after this meeting to plan another attack to hurt Americans. Look, I don't care. I don't care what it takes to protect us. We're going to do it, with or without the help of the loons on the left. We're going to protect our people. Joe Mazzini, your host, just on the rail side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Iran promised to seek revenge for a U.S. airstrike at Baghdad's airport that killed the mastermind of its interventions across the Middle East, and the U.S. said that it was sending thousands more troops to the regions as tension continues to soar in the wake of the targeted killing. The death of General Qasem Soleimani, The head of Iran's elite Quds force marks a major escalation in the standoff between Washington and Tehran, which has careened from one crisis to another since U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew from the 2015 nuclear deal and imposed crippling sanctions. Almost 24 hours after the attack, Iraqi officials and Iranian-backed militias in Iraq reported another deadly airstrike. Two vehicles were hit north of Baghdad, but there's no other information on casualties at this time. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. And yes, you got me the whole time. Aren't you the lucky one? Joe Mateen, your host. And again, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live. There's a lot you can do up there. Okay? Again, there's a lot happening on the website you can respond to or any one of those things. 855-REAL-JOE, if you want to lay it on me, tell me where I'm wrong, what I'm doing wrong, you can 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God, I got so many stories I want to get to. I know I'm not going to get to them all. One of the stories I want to get to is a professor is asking black people to speak out about anti-Semitism, but apparently that makes you a racist. It's great. So when you ask one group to speak out against another group doing something wrong against a group, that makes you a racist against the first group. Kind of interesting where we've gone with all this. I told you racism has no meaning anymore. The word means absolutely nothing. They have made it of no effect. None of us. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, give me your email address. I send out one email a week, really, seriously. And, a lot of information. The stories we're going to be doing, who we're going to have on. You've got people like Omar, outraged that this president would use the assassination of a foreign official. If that guy was a foreign official, then we need to close our embassy down in that area and just bomb the crap out of the place. Because that foreign official was responsible for, 500 U.S. servicemen and women, or 600 U.S. servicemen and women deaths, but counted thousands of American deaths. But I guess that's somebody, that's an official, we don't want to hurt them. And now you got Tlaib jumping on the bandwagon. What a bunch of wonderful people. AOC, Tlaib. I mean, think about it. Every one of these people are under investigation for somebody in their office doing something wrong with money, with the FEC, money coming in from the wrong people, money going out to the wrong people, unaccounted for money. This is how they operate. Without being in office for a full year, they were already being investigated and continue to be investigated for money issues, the way they're handling money coming in. Remember Tlaib? She tried to force and fudge paperwork so that her campaign could loan her money to live on before the before she started getting her congressional money. It was great. You know? Now, I know some of you are very upset that Trump is sending more troops to Iran. And I don't want to get involved in a deep war again either, so don't take it the wrong way. But I also don't want to leave the frayed ends out there. And that's what we do. We do that on a regular basis. Let's stop doing that. Let's make sure we get the job done. And let's do the job to the point where there is nothing left to rise up. That's what I would do. If I was him, that's exactly what I would do. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting with us. Ted Cruz, another one. I mean, he's a good guy, don't get me wrong. And his deal, he's unclear whether there's a document that exists that would list all 500 people, you know, the U.S. service members, who were killed under the Soleimani. And that's what I think we ought to do. I think those names should be plastered, rolling, going through on a regular basis. We should make a flag with all 500 names on them, okay? We should take that flag and we should put it outside the office of who? Come on. You with me? Omar, Tlaib, AOC, all of those people who are calling out the president for taking this guy out. Then I would find a way, because, you know, they love to do it, so let's beat them to the punch. Let's find a way to dox those three so that their information gets out to the people, you know, the parents and loved ones of those 500 that were killed. Cruz is calling for the Pentagon to release the alleged documents listing the names of the 500. Secretary Carter, he said, I understand the Joint Personnel Recovery Agency has classified that list, and there's about 500 on there. These are 500 that were actually murdered. They can make a direct connection, murdered by the Iranian or the Iranians. Carter and other top officials were testifying about the Iranian nuclear deal. It's one that Cruz strongly opposed. Now, that's part of it, too. See, the Dems say that we've made them mad, and now we've made them even madder. And you never want to make them mad. You know, it's just like when somebody's robbing you and you stop them from robbing you. They get mad. We don't want them to be mad. So don't stop them from robbing you. Then everybody's happy, right? Except for the insurance company who has to cover you. I don't know. This is so asinine. They are moving backwards. Crime is rising in major cities, especially in California, because of a dumb law that we have that they thought was a great idea because poor people can't afford bail. So why put them in jail when they steal stuff for less than a grand? Boy, you know what? You really raise a problem for California, because here's the deal. Anything under $1,000, I think it's $940 or $960, anything that you steal under that amount of money, you basically get a little parking ticket for it. They say, you know, hey, that was nasty, you're bad, and you stole this stuff, you need to bring it back. You don't show up for court, they don't throw you in jail. So I'm thinking, if you're smart, go steal a gun that's under $940. They give you a little piece of paper, said you stole a gun, you don't bring it back, they won't come get you, right? Because they're not working with the feds. And if you get caught, tell them you're an illegal. Tell them you're here illegally, you don't have the paperwork. You may not get a ticket at all. Right? Think about how nuts they are. And when you look at, you know, again, back to California being one of the states giving out driver's licenses to illegals, flying right in the face of federal law. Federal law says you cannot rent. Right? You can't enter in a long-term lease. You can't rent to somebody here illegally. State of California says, in the discrimination laws, you cannot rent to someone on the basis of whether they're here legally or not. Figure that one out. Carter and other top officials were testifying about the Iranian nuclear deal, which Cruz strongly opposes. He said, I'd ask Secretary Carter, the Defense Department, to release that list to every member of this committee. He wants everybody to get it. He wants it in their faces. I don't blame him. Get it in their faces. Make it uncomfortable for them to get away with it. Put their parents in the back of the room. Put their loved ones in the back. Put their kids in the back of the room. Seriously. And then you have, I don't think it was Schiff. Swalwell. He's a sick man, too. But Swalwell comes out, basically says, okay, well, you know what? You know, maybe it was a good thing for him to take the guy out, but there was other ways to do it. Well, what? Hit him with some laser beam from one of the satellites? What do you mean another way to take the guy out? Right? What, to negotiate with the Iranians to take him out? Oh, yeah, they're going to take out the number two man. Sure, that's going to work. These guys, like, live in fantasy land. A defense official who was familiar with the situation didn't specifically track casualties linked to Iran. The 500 is an estimated number that they gave. But again, back to, I mean, see, this is proof positive that the government can't even track the stuff they do. It's hilarious. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure having you with me. You know, we got a lot going on in the news. A lot going on in the world as a whole. And if you don't keep up with it, if you're not up on what's going on at these colleges, with the government and other places, you're going to get, what do you call it, steamrolled. Eventually, it's going to steamroll right over you. And you know, just, it gets better. All right. The, I love this. It doesn't get much better than this. You know, if you go to my website, therealside.com, we have all kinds of, I think they're great stories. We have all kinds of great stories up there. Most of them are aggregates from somebody else. You know, somebody else has written them. And when you look at these things, and you start reading, and you start realizing I'm not one of those right-wing whack toys that thinks everything is a conspiracy. But you have to look through the stuff. You have to read it. You have to have a clue as to what's going on. So, I did this story last week, but I want to talk a little bit about it again. On how Mexicans were not and are not being treated like Jews of World War II. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. That's not Iranian. That is Italian going on there. Well, not really, but you know what I'm saying. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I hope you're part of the solution. Really, otherwise you're going to make me nuts. I'm not joking. You know, I talking the other night about boomers. Somebody was like, what is a boomer? And I laid it all out for you. Because I'm going to pay attention. What am I doing here? Right? But a recent op-ed in the Princeton University student paper that took issue with criticism of the trendy phrase, okay, boomer. And they say it's a payback, right? A nasty because we make fun of the millennials. Here's the only difference. We don't crawl into a corner. We don't crawl up into a ball, right, and hang out in the middle of the room, in the side of the room because we're so upset because it's a boomer. We don't care. Really that simple. The funny thing about it, though, is that you've sat around, you've thought about it, you've worked it through, and you think it makes us nuts, and that what makes it even more sweet. So, you know, if you're a boomer and they say, okay, boomer, just smile and give them a thumbs up. They won't know what to do with it. A couple of people sent me emails about it. I go, we don't care. Right? I mean, whatever. We don't care. It's that simple. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, just being part of the conversation. Really, truly, what it works out to be is be part of the solution. Right? Just simply be part of the solution, and we won't have any problems. We won't have any issues. Well, you'll still have problems and issues, because if you're on the right, they're going to get on your case anyhow. Anyway, more crazy stories. We're just going to keep doing these crazy stories. Well, there's so many of them out there, it ain't that hard to do, right? Anyway, let's see. Oh, this is a good one. The speaker at a Christian university compares illegal immigrants to biblical Israelites going to the promised land. That's it, yeah. Because illegal immigrants have been told by God through Moses to head in a certain direction, right? That was what it was all about, wasn't it? I'm sure he showed up. Oh, no, that was Obama. That was their God. That is their God, whatever. His holiness. It never stops with them, seriously. And they twist and they turn and they play these games. In commemoration of Hispanic Heritage Month, the speaker at a semi-required university chapel event at Andrews University made calls for faith-based political activism in favor of loser immigration policies like DACA. He compared Latin Americans coming to the U.S. to the children of Israel in the biblical. Since when did they care about Jews? They're all up in arms about what Trump is doing in Israel and about how much we hold Israel in high esteem. And all of a sudden they're using, biblical Israeli history to make their case. The speaker, Manny Ortega, is a lead pastor at Kaleo Seventh-day Adventist Church in Arcadia, California. Students were not required to attend the October 10th speech, but showing up did count towards a minimum number of co-curricular credits. The Andrews University students are required to have the extra credits every year. If students don't meet the requirement, then they get fined for each credit missing. Now, drawing the story found in the Old Testament books of Exodus to Joshua, which tell of the journey of the Israelites from Egypt through the wilderness into Canaan, into the Promised Land, Alina drew parallels between Hebrews and Hispanics, saying we know the La Lucha, the struggle, and if we look at different theologies, different liberation theologies even, we're going to see how many theologians, many people studied the struggle of Latin America through the lens of the gospel. Well, that's not the way it's supposed to work. The gospel is its own story. It has absolutely nothing to do with immigration. And I don't, we call people scholars who know the word of God, right? And that kind of theologians, scholars, whatever. But if you're a theologian, a scholar, or a lay person, as they put it, who really thinks that Jesus was a refugee, you are operating on a single-digit IQ, I guarantee it. Not much activity going on in the gray matter, you know what I'm saying? Do some reading. Figure it out. You don't even have to figure it out on your own. Just ask God to clarify it for you, read it, and you'll see how ignorant you actually sound. He continued by noting how the tribes of Israel led the way across the Jordan River despite having these settlements established east. Right, the challenge of Andrews University students, he said, was that despite having the comforts which are available to the U.S., action should be taken to aid those who are still in La Lucha. He continued, but God said to the 2.5 tribes, No. I know you've already settled. I know you've already set. I know you're already established. I know you already have your ranch. I know you got your land. I know you got your papers. He said, but the truth is that you've got some family who's, still in the river. These guys, they take everything out of context. They twist and spin and say it, speak it in such a fashion that it sounds like they know what they're talking about. Right? And you can't do this. You can't allow them to get away with this. You can't allow them I mean, one of their gods, Chuck Todd, just came out and said the Bible was nothing but fairy tales anyway. So what is it? If a professor believes what the Bible has to say and the story it says to be truth, but it's a bunch of fairy tales, should he still be a professor? I'm just asking. He goes on to say, I thought it was very powerful and impactful. Student Vanessa Rugamo told a local news source. He directed it in a different way, and I liked that about the talk. He reminded us that to get to the promised land, we need to work together. No, actually, to get to the promised land, the real promised land, you got to do what God tells you to do. That's what the story was about. The story was about being obedient. The story about was when they weren't obedient, how long it took them to get there. That's right. When they pushed back to what they thought was the right thing to do, then they got screwed. When they did what God told them to do, then they got to where they were going. You guys are still on that plane. You professors, you people talking about this, you still think you could do it your way. Right? And you're going to, and you used... You use the example that shows what happens when you're not in obedience. That's what you used. And you're just too ignorant to know that. On the DACA program, Ugambo said, it was created for good cause, but I think it's a little inefficient. They should revise it because I don't think it's helpful to immigrants. Just to simply constantly renewing their status in the country every 2 years. I agree. The whole thing should be scrapped. The whole immigration system should be scrapped and redone. Redone for today. But we're also worried. We don't trust the other side. We don't trust what they'll do if we try to open it up again and talk about it, deal with it. And I don't blame them because the left loves to tweak this stuff around. They love to take advantage of us. It's one of the reasons I joke and say, you know, here in California, they kill the charter school movement, or trying to. And one of my Republican buddies have been telling me for years, when I said it needs to be reopened, it needs to be fixed, they're like, no, don't touch it. Because if you touch it, the left, they're going to decimate it. And you know, they were right. That's exactly what happened. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Hey, this should make some of you like... crawl into a corner and go into a pseudo-epileptic fit. You know, recently Trump beats Obama in the ratings, that's right. At the same time in Obama's pregnancy, my God. That thing never gave birth, thank God. Anyway, in the Obama presidency, at the same point, right, his approval rating, his job approval rating, was lower than Trump's. Trump actually has a higher approval rating than President Oblamo had. And some will say, well, it's only a couple percent, 3%. Yeah, so what? If it was the other way around, you'd be dancing around on how great it was. There are some economic experts today saying that the economy may be recession-proof at this point. Maybe, seriously. That what's going on in the economy, what's going on in the markets, it would take a lot to tank these things. So this is making the left nuts. Because remember, 3 years ago, it was all going to die. It was going to get buried. It was going to sink into itself. It was over. Life was coming to an end. Don't you remember? I do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot more crazy stuff coming up in the next hour. And I do mean crazy stuff. We're going to talk about the Rutgers University. They were told by their professor that Bible they couldn't use Bible quotes in academic papers. Right? I mean, they can quote all kinds of real fairy tales, but we can't quote reality. And even as a fairy tale, we can't quote it. So they decide what they want to do. And then Trump is talking about putting prayer back in public schools. They don't know about that. We'll have to discuss that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. A lot coming up. Don't go far. If your station's not carrying the show for the last hour, you can always find us online at therealside.com.